One of the biggest challenges that students are facing as schools reopen this fall are new hybrid schedules, in which they may go to class just 2 or 3 days a week. That's also challenging for many parents who are now scrambling to find childcare in a state where access and cost have already been major barriers even before the pandemic. As part of our Deep Dive Coronavirus series, Robbie Feinberg has this story.
Come right over here.
On a recent weekday morning, a few dozen students trudged through the weeds outside of the Lewiston campus of the Margaret Murphy Centers for Children and descend into a nearby forest.
This is a big stick.
The center is a special-purpose private school that serves students with disabilities. But this fall, it also had to solve a staffing problem, as some of the teachers wrestled with a range of reopening scenarios at their own children's schools.
I definitely started panicking when there was talk about schools doing the hybrid model. 2 days, 3 days in person, and 3 days off.
Jaina Verrill is a special education teacher at the center who has two kids in second and fifth grade.
I really didn't have much of a backup option. Looking into family potentially or friends, reaching out to other people that are within our community. It is, you know, with COVID, it is scary. Do I want the kids all over the place and going here and there and everywhere?
Executive Director Michelle Hathaway says after hearing these same concerns from many teachers, the school decided to take a big step. It transformed conference rooms and other spaces into a child care center for about 40 children of its employees.
And so, you know, I think that one of the huge challenges for working families has been the unknown with COVID. Even today, we have students that are expected to start public school in a week who still don't know what days they're scheduled to go to. And so we've said to our families, we'll make it work.
The program is just one of many ways that schools, providers, and other organizations are scrambling to meet the demand for childcare fueled by school reopening.
It's a huge puzzle. And so if no one's sitting at a table looking at how all the puzzle pieces fit together, then it's not going to make sense and it's not going to click and work.
Tara Williams is the executive director of the Maine Association for the Education of Young Children. She says reopening has led to a tangled web of new challenges. Parents now looking for care on select days per week, and teachers themselves searching for childcare.
I mean, I think about in the area of the state where I live in, and there's hybrid plans that are kids in school Thursday, Fridays, other ones Tuesday, Fridays. There's just every morning, 5 days a week. And I think, you know, it's really difficult to try to plan for things that you haven't planned for in the past. And I'm thinking about all the work that school district leaders are doing right now. But if we don't find a way to plan together, then our schools are not going to be able to open and run well.
The challenges also come at a time when Maine's already strapped childcare system has been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. The State Department of Health and Human Services says that about 86% of licensed providers are currently operating. But despite millions of dollars in grants aimed at bolstering the system, 63 licensed providers have closed permanently since the spring, with more than half saying their decision was at least in part caused by the pandemic. The Mills administration has also allocated $25 million for schools to spend on developing day programming to supplement in-person learning. Many are partnering with groups such as YMCAs. Bangor Region YMCA CEO Diane Dickerson says her organization is working with 10 school districts to provide care for at least 200 students this fall. It has already had to double its staff and open up new programs in churches and other spaces in order to meet the need.
So we have got to be that source to provide a sense of normalcy, comfort, safety, nurturing, and as much support as we can possibly give, both to the parents and to the child.
Other districts, including the Westbrook School Department, are opening their own child care programs, too. But Chrissy Davis, a Skowhegan child care provider and chair of the Family Child Care Association of Maine, says she's been frustrated that she hasn't seen many schools working with smaller family providers, which often play a larger child care role in rural communities. Davis says she's already received a lot of demand from parents in search of care.
I've got a waiting list of 30 people that want those slots. So I'm just trying to fit in the best fits for those slots. Yeah, it's insane the number of people looking for care. And I flat out am turning down not even considering any school age, any more school age, because I can't.
Other options have begun popping up to meet the needs created by school reopening, like a karate dojo being transformed into a remote learning center this fall. But with few options, many parents will likely look to family or friends to help fill in the gaps in Maine's childcare network. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.